This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And that means, under God, we emphasize those two words, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we need a little bit more of that flying into the mix here. What do you think?
That's exactly what we need. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Now, did you hear about Vladimir Putin and the new law that he just signed into effect?
Yes. This law, Captain, would give the Russian airlines, evidently, the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes. So get this, Captain, so they can use them for domestic flights because the sanctions have been so bad on the aviation industry in Russia.
So that means if you fly a plane in from British Airways or, I don't know, Delta or whatever, Germany, Lufthansa, whoever it is that's left anymore, and you leave it and your crew is going to take a break while they're in Moscow, Russia could take that plane and say, it's ours now, we're going to fly people around the country and you can't do anything about it.
Right. Evidently, the law allows that the airlines, they can take these planes if they're leased by foreign companies, if they've stopped their business operations in the country. But, yeah, what's to stop them from just taking anybody's planes at that point? This is another act, Captain, of real desperation. It actually demonstrates to the world that the sanctions are having a pretty significant effect, but also isolating not only Russia, but I think isolating Vladimir Putin in terms of his mindset right now. And, I think we're going to see more of these kinds of things coming from him because he thought he was going to be done with this. They would have popped the champagne and said, I now have taken over Ukraine. You know, it's just not working like that.
Now, the Florida Don't Say Gay, which is what some people are calling the bill, the legislation officially is known as the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which doesn't explicitly ban the use of the word gay. Instead, it prohibits classroom discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity for kindergarten up to third grade children. I have no problem with that.
No, and what they've done is they've given it a moniker. It's the Don't Say Gay, but it's not anything like that. It is, in fact, about discussing these things with young children at the kindergarten level, for example, Captain. Now, I think you'd be hard-pressed to go find some parents that say, yes, I think my kindergartner is going to need to have this kind of curriculum going on. People just don't agree with this kind of thing. So don't say gay or this kind of thing. In other words, they're trying to turn it into that to make it more of an incendiary issue.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's really about is little kids. And, you know, most people don't agree that you're going to put this stuff in the schools at the kindergarten level.
No. And parents can sue the teachers or schools who violate the law. That I like.
Well, what you're going to find, though, Captain, is you do have a lot of very liberal teachers who believe that they do know better. Not all of them, obviously, but I think you'll have some that believe that they need to push the envelope on something like this. But I don't think that they're going to have the real support of the vast majority of the American people. And I'll say this too, those who are straight and or gay, because this whole idea, again, transcends the typical political orientation or expectation that you think somebody might have just because they belong to a certain group.
Yep. Now, the Democrats are pumping out plans to ease gas prices, but experts say it could do just the opposite. They believe that by releasing the strategic oil, it'll force the prices down. But 50,000 gallons here or a million gallons there or this and that and the other is not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's going to backfire.
Well, sure. And it's all about appearances. Oh, I saw on the social media today that President Biden was releasing a bunch of gas for us to make sure we're all going to be okay. But it's not known, widely known, because of the fact that some folks just aren't going to check this out. And that's what the Biden administration is counting on. They're not going to check it out to realize that it's a literal drop in the bucket.
Well, here's the drop in the bucket. Wait till you hear these gas prices. These oil prices. West Texas crude dropped $6 a barrel today down to $103.01. That's where it starts to market. Brent crude dropped $5.77 down to $106.90. The price of gasoline at the refinery is $3.17. The price of diesel at the refinery is $3.28. Many, 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 many places are paying well over $4 a gallon and over $5 a gallon for diesel. They are screwing us royally. All right, think about that as we go to break, folks. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And, you know, I'd like to invite all the mail haulers to come out and have lunch with us, too. The guys that are working right now delivering the mail from bulk center to bulk center that are get off around daylight or thereabouts, come on over and see us for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30. We're there for 2 hours. That's quite a window for you. And I want to say hello to Felix and the gang out there delivering the mail tonight. Just heard from him and his crew. All righty. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I take. I've taken it for over 7 years now, and I take it for one simple reason. It works. It works. Now, it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation over time, because I have a problem where I not only get the inflammation but the swelling and all that good stuff and pain that comes along with it. And when I take the Relief Factor, it's gone. That's all there is to it. It's gone. And when I walked into the doctor's office yesterday, there was nothing. Nothing. My leg was not swollen. It was back to where it should be and all that stuff, because everything was working the way it was supposed to be. Now, there'll be times where I have to take it a second time or even a third time, but that's what happens, and it will work when you have to do that. So that's not a problem. Now, it's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free. And it's got key enzymes and proteins in it that your body needs to have anyway. So to find out more about the Relief Factor, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get started on it, and away you go. And then it becomes an automatic shipment after that. Now, I will have at least one packet of it with me today, the 1995 bag, that is. So if you want to get a bag of it while I'm there at Mission Barbecue, you can. And then what would happen is you've already saved yourself at least $20 on your first shipment because you're going to turn around and order it, and then you're going to pay $19.95 again, so you get that advantage twice in a row before you have to pay the extra money when it comes in the bigger bag that it comes in, so you get the larger size. All right, now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, Captain, you know, I wanted you to mention something here because you've kind of started something in terms of the gas prices, and I wanted everybody to hear about it. So what did you do?
I went to two gas stations yesterday, and I bought gas at one of them because it was $4.23 a gallon. And I went to another one, and I turned around and came back to it because the price was $4.39 a gallon, and they were kind of they weren't 500 feet from each other, catty corner on a corner, one on one, one on another. So I took pictures of the gas prices, and then I had the wholesale prices at the refinery right there in front of me, and I put them all together, and I sent them to the Attorney General's office, Ashley Moody. And I said, Madam Attorney General, I want you to look into this and tell me why these prices are so high when here's what the cost is and here's what they're selling it for. Our gas tax is not that high. Who's making all this extra money while everything has gone down again?
Very interesting.
And
well,
I got an immediate response. Thank you very much. We will look into this immediately.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yep.
Well, I mean, that is really cool, Captain. You know, I think people...
Yeah, it was all done by my phone. The pictures that I took, the information that I gave them, and they replied right back to me, and yep, I wouldn't expect any other thing.
Very cool. Excellent.
Uh-huh. Now, we did mention that the non-whites are being hurt the hardest by the rising prices and gas and everything else that's going on, and the Dems just don't seem to care. They just don't seem to care. They're just ignoring them.
Well, Captain, for across the board, you know, I think many people are having to spend perhaps maybe hundreds more a month on stuff that they need, that they'd have to purchase, gas and food and so forth. I mean, that's going to translate into thousands of dollars every year. And certainly if you have a family, you might have, if you say you have two or three drivers in the family, that cost just you know, compounds over everything, basically. And so that's right. People are just, they're seeing it for themselves. And that's why these polls, we talked about last hour as well, these polls are devastating for the Democrats.
Now, contributions have exceeded $6 million now for the Fox Corps support of the Red Cross in the Ukraine. That's phenomenal. And keep it up, folks. Keep it up. The money is definitely going for what they said it was going for.
That's right. Yeah, Americans have big hearts, and they definitely want to help. You know, people, they're asking questions, how can they help someone in Ukraine? And so it's not just about, you know, the big government, you know, airdrops or something like that, but there are all kinds of things. And I'll bet you anything, in your community, wherever you are,
churches,
there is a Ukrainian community there.
Yep.
That you can reach out to and find out what you can do on a personal level.
Yep, the churches in particular are getting clothing and toiletries and first aid supplies and all that stuff and sending them over there. Non-lethal stuff. Now, Joe Biden says he may go to Europe to meet with the allies over the Russia-Ukraine war. Well, I hope he takes his hearing aids with him.
Well, Captain, leading from behind has a lot of consequences, it seems, on the world stage, as we were talking about as well, that there are, according to one CNN host who's been very critical now of Biden, you know, world leaders don't want to take his phone call.
Yeah.
But maybe he should have already gone to Europe when this whole, you know, before this whole thing happened.
Yep.
And tried to establish himself as, oh, I don't know, the leader of the free world.
He should have gone and met with Putin before all this started.
Well, exactly, and had and really, you know, tried to. I mean, he should have pulled out all the stops, And unfortunately, Captain, it was almost as if they wanted to sit back at the White House and kind of go, well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen any day now.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe today. You know, yeah. And it would go on and on and on. And we were sitting here scratching our heads going, what is this guy doing? What's he up to?
Okay. Now, the other thing is that the Ukraine refugees exodus now has reached some 2.8 million and counting as the United Kingdom just removed the cap on the Ukrainian refugees hosting. They're going to take as many as they can get in.
Exactly right. And this goes back to the idea of free world versus the non-free world. And so the free world is going to rally together. It's going to try to absorb as much as they can of anybody's coming out of Ukraine in this particular case. And so, again, it's big hearts all around the world of people who love freedom.
Now, you might have heard this. I don't think we said it yesterday. But 49 of the 50 Republican U.S. senators said that they will not back an emerging new nuclear deal between Iran and the world powers, underscoring their party's opposition to attempts to revive the 2015 accord with Iran amid the fears that the talks are going to collapse anyway.
Captain, what we're seeing unfolding on our screens because of what's happening with Russia invading Ukraine shows that the notion of containment is a good one, and it's been employed in various ways over the last several decades, obviously. But the containment that was going on with Iran, and thank you to President Trump on that, by the way, the containment that was going on with Iran was working. It wasn't just for America. It was not even just for Israel, although this is a big component, but it was working for other Arab states in the region, which, Captain, was allowing the president at that time, President Trump, to be able to put together, for lack of a better term, a new coalition, basically, of Arab states along with Israel, who all understood that Iran is the threat. Mm. And now we're going to go back and we're just going to go, no, that's okay. Yeah, don't worry about it anymore. What kind of weird world are we living in now?
Well, you tell me and we'll both know.
Right.
By the way, have you seen the little stickers that say, I did that? A picture of Joe Biden pointing to whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You know where they're popping up now?
Where's that?
Gas pumps.
That's right. Well, of course, yeah, on gas pumps. That's right. So, you know, people will understand that he did do that. Although he wants you to think Putin did that. But
they just hired a bunch of people at TikTok to go on TikTok and say, Putin, it's Putin's inflation. Putin raised the prices. Putin. The government is actually paying people to say that on TikTok.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, remember in November. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to let Kyle take you back to break again with our Mission Barbecue.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There are reports that Russia is asking China for help in its invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned his Chinese counterpart that consequences are possible if Beijing decides to assist the Kremlin. The meeting between the two officials was already scheduled by the time they met in Rome. A senior official in the Biden administration told the Washington Post that the meeting was intense and candid. Meanwhile, President Biden is thinking about flying to Europe to rally and reassure allies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. Wall Street lost more ground and crude oil prices fell on Monday. The Dow was essentially flat at the close. The Nasdaq fell 263 points. The S&P 500 was off 31. Oil closed below $100 a barrel. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCN.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warner. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That, of course, would be Mike Lindell and Company. You know, one of my neighbors came up to me yesterday, and they were wearing their brand-new MyPillow slippers at about, oh, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was walked out to the driveway getting ready to get in the car and come over and pick up my lunch and then come over to the radio station. They came out and showed me their new slippers. They said, "We got a hell of a deal with these." And I said, "Really? What do you mean by that?" They said, "We got it for 50% off." I said, "Really?" And again, they went to the radio listener specials page, and there's a whole bunch of specials in there. You name it, it's in there. Whatever Mike Lindell makes, whatever he has, is in there on sale in the radio listener specials page. And they saw the slippers that they wanted. They bought them. They paid 50% less. Happy as a lark. Wearing them yesterday like as if you were wearing a pair of shoes. Very comfortable, I might add. Mine are comfortable. I don't imagine theirs wouldn't be either. But they did it all with the promo code CAPTAIN. Yep, promo code CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, the website. Radio listener specials page is where they went. Take a look at what's there. Whatever you want to get, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call on the telephone, which you can do, their number is 800-641-5459. That's 800 800-
1-800-641-5459. Give them a call, and they'd be more than happy to take your order over the telephone. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Pretty neat about the slippers in my neighbor, huh?
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
He couldn't wait to show me. All right. Now, Julian Assange, who is trying desperately to stop from being sent to the United States or going back to prison or whatever, was denied permission for appeal by the United Kingdom's top court yesterday, so he's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he's getting closer to coming to the United States for espionage charges, for a trial, basically. His appeal was denied, basically.
Yeah, and again, people are going, well, he's just a victim of circumstance. No, he's not. No, he's not. He was given classified information by another guy who, by the way, went to jail, right?
Right.
And wasn't he the one that, for lack of better words, became a woman?
The military person, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. And there was really something wacky going on there because I guess that's what they tried to do to get out of the charges or whatever. But anyway, so Assange is fighting that, but I think he's going to be over here sooner rather than later. That's just my opinion.
Yes, and of course, you know, part of this, though, I think that Assange is obviously feared for his life. This is one of the reasons why he stayed in the Ecuadorian embassy for so very long before he couldn't stay there any longer. And I think there is a security aspect to this, but hopefully he'll be able to stand trial and be alive to do it.
Now, a large cyber attack took down all of the Israeli government's websites over the past couple of days. We didn't hear anything about this, not that we would to begin with, but still, that's quite impressive.
Well, right, and of course, we've been hearing about, you know, the notion of this kind of thing perhaps beginning to happen. We don't know if this is related somehow to the anticipated Russian cyber attacks, so we have to get more information. But it does point out the notion, Captain, that it is entirely doable, entirely possible. So I think especially American industries, in addition to governments and so forth, are trying to make sure that they're ready for something like that, as ready as they can be.
Now, have you heard the latest in China?
Yes, about suddenly you have, I think the number I've heard, Captain, was some 50 million or so people
mm-hmm.
are in a state of lockdown, or they're locking them down at this point.
That's right.
Because of COVID. Evidently, it has to do with Omicron. And, Captain, if you're at the mall or if you're at a factory or wherever you are, this is where the lockdown occurs, evidently.
Yep.
They actually block the exits. You can't get out. And then they begin testing people. But in some places, they actually stockpile mattresses because they know that they may be staying places literally for days.
Yep. Now, you know what else this is really hurting right now at the wrong time?
What's that?
Exporting, importing and exporting.
Well, sure.
Because the U.S. imported nearly $48 billion of goods from China in January, the latest month for which data is available. And last year, imports of Chinese goods totaled $506 billion, the second highest level of imports from China on record. Right now, if they have things locked down the way they do, nothing is moving.
No, nothing is moving, and basically China has what they call their zero-tolerance policy. If one person tests positive, this is where why the lockdown occurs. Obviously, this is a pretty grand scale, but in a micro scale of that, one person gets it, and they'll go through the town or they'll go through the community, and they just won't. But also, Captain, it does point up this notion, do lockdowns really work? I mean, we went through lockdowns, and the data that we see nowadays and the interpretations thereof are that they really don't do what we think that they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the phone line and see what we got here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Laredo, calling out of South Georgia.
Yes, sir, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, God bless you, brother. God bless USA. And I just wanted everybody to don't understand it yet. All this that's going on has everything in the world to do with the election coming up.
That's right.
They are all in cahoots together. I mean, it's a bad shame the Russians think they got to kill thousands of people to let this bunch of Democrats over here win another election. But if it's all said and done, I guarantee you 98% that it's all got to do with the election coming up, and they're trying to figure another way to rig it, steal it, lie about it.
They are. So we can't let them do it, Laredo. We can't let them do it.
That's why I'm trying to convince them, like I was trying to do before they put that idiot in that White House.
All right, my man.
We need people. We need good people at the voting precinct to watch what is going on so that what they've done before with packing ballot boxes did not happen again.
You are right. They're called poll watchers, and you're absolutely right. By the way, they pay for that. Okay, thanks, Laredo.
God bless.
Yes, sir. Take care. And that's our buddy Laredo up there, a truck driver in Georgia. No, we need poll watchers, and those people are getting paid to do that.
Well, that's right. And so because you don't want any more, putting up cardboard into a room where the people can't see in, where they're, quote, counting the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have that.
Okay, what'd you hear this one? An oil executive by the name of Dan Eberhardt, chief executive officer of Canary, an oilfield drilling and production services company, said the Biden administration's slow issuance of permits for oil resource development is a bottleneck restricting the oil and gas industry's development. The government, is intentionally slow-walking the permits for the oil companies to be able to go drill in some of these fields where people are going, well, they got all these permits and they're not doing nothing. Yeah, they got all the permits they haven't issued yet is what they got.
Well, right. Well, that's why they tell, let's just say, falsehoods about that.
That's what it is.
In order to make people think, oh, it's these oil companies. It's, Joe Biden's trying to get us gasoline. He's really trying.
No, he's not.
That's the impression they're trying to give. But they understand, Captain, that when they say things like that, it's not true. It's just not true at all.
And then when he talks about Putin's price hike and all that sort of stuff. The one that plainly made this a campaign issue and got elected on it was Joe Biden.
Well, sure.
We're going to get off our dependency on oil.
Well, and that's another thing that they say, and Lord only knows why they say stuff like that when they completely understand that that's not viable. I mean, in the future, yes, probably, and in the sense that technology will expand. But the technology isn't there right now. Certainly the infrastructure is not there. And to say these kinds of things is disingenuous. It misleads the American people.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back after these messages with our Truckers Highway and Byway segment. We're going to take a look at the weather again for the second time, so don't go nowhere, no how, because we've got lots more coming back. We're going to take a look at the weather map, too, and then Denise Simon is right around the corner. I'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're...
All righty, well, Donna decided to take a break, but we're going to go with the music, and here we go.
People say I'm a no-good, crazy as a moon. I used to get stoned every morning, I still like drinking in the afternoon. Yeah, kind of like my old blue tick hound, like lay around in the shade. Ain't got a whole lot of money, but I've damn sure got it made. And I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own. Yeah. Yeah. You don't like the way I'm living. Why don't you leave this long-haired country boy alone? Well, a preacher man talking on TV, cutting down my rock and roll. He wants me to send a donation, says he's worried about my soul. Now Jesus walked on the water, and I still believe that's true. Sometimes I think Jimmy Swaggart might want to do a little walking too. I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. don't like the way I'm living, why don't you leave this long-haired country boy home? Oh, talk to me, get some.
That is Travis Tritt in concert, live and kicking. Leave this long hair country boy alone. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that song, and I just like the energy that it has, and just the live, everything just went together just perfect.
And he was playing the guitar all by his little lonesome there, drumming it up too. All right, well, let's get going here because we got some weather, and it's mostly on your end, so go for it.
All right, folks, we're continuing to see a lot of rain out there tonight, especially in Northern California. If you're coming up north out of Sacramento, as you get towards the area of Yuba City there, you're going to start getting rain across Interstate 5. It's going to go away for a little bit, but it's going to start up south of Redding, and it's going to continue pretty heavy and sleet in some cases as you head up towards the border with Oregon there. Rain's moved a little bit east now. It's over through the Klamath Falls area. So definitely if you're heading up that area right now on Highway 97, for example, you're going to be in that rain. That's for sure. Also, a little bit west of Portland, you've got rain going there right now. That goes all the way up to Seattle and then in the Walla Walla, Moscow area as well in Idaho. You've definitely got rain in that area. If you're heading out I-90 towards Spokane and then through northern Idaho, you've definitely got rain there. Of course, 4th of July pass. They've got rain through Tuesday, maybe even some lightning in that area as well. Missoula, Montana, now is getting the rain as you come down I-90 there in Montana. So be careful out there. We've also got an avalanche warning in the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho area that's going to go over into a little bit of northwest Montana tonight. Other than that, we've got some wind warnings, for example, over near Laramie, also a little bit north of Cheyenne there in Wyoming. But other than that, a pretty quiet map, and be careful out there tonight.
Well, North Dakota's not looking too bad. Minnesota's not looking too awfully bad. We do have a little problem in South Dakota tonight coming, let's see here, over in the southeastern corner of South Dakota, down below Sioux Falls, down 29, down into the northwestern corner of Iowa. The Quad Cities, you're going to have some fog, some heavy fog to drive through there, so be advised of that. A little bit of it's in the southwest corner of Minnesota, too, might have a little bit of it coming in there on I-90, so be advised of that as well. And then moving over into Wisconsin, the central part of Wisconsin tonight, we do have quite a bit of fog just north of Madison on up towards Green Bay and headed up 94 up towards the Minneapolis area. We've got fog about halfway there in Wisconsin, so be advised going to take you a little longer to get there. Now, over in the New England area, I don't see anything to bother you. There's a little bit of wind along the coastline there. Cape Cod, Lynn is up there probably blowing in the breeze because they got a little bit of a breeze tonight up there, Cape Cod way. And then, of course, we've got some fog. I can see it now on the east coast developing along Cape May, New Jersey, on down towards the Chesapeake Bay. Got a little bit of wind, as I'm looking at right now, off the coast of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, Savannah, Georgia. And got a little bit of wind around the Gulf of Mexico tonight. So that's about it. And a little bit of fog if you're coming out of the basin down there, on down yonder, in what they call the bottom. If you're coming out of McAllen or Brownsville in Texas and you're running up the water, you're going to have fog all the way to about Galveston. So there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us, first of all, about the Pilot and Pine J, and then tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Folks, don't forget, drive into the Pilot or Flying J nearest you today. Join the Drivers Club. Start earning points. Don't forget, you can find them at pilotflyingj.com. There you're going to find out all kinds of great things that the Pilot and Flying J folks have for you. When you do drive in, you can start earning points on everything that you buy, and you can track those points with the My Rewards Plus app. Again, simply go to pilotflyingj.com, download the app, get started today. Also, find out about the fuel card as well. And folks, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him and his contribution to the program. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com coming up right here. And not to be forgotten about, let's tell you that you can go to her website, FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And find out all the stuff that's going on over there, too. All right, Denise Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me what's going on in China. We got a big lockdown we're hearing right now.
A big one because of
50 million people.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. You said allegedly. You said allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just going to go with what they said because they got people apparently that are this is Omicron, I guess, is number two. Omicron number two is what this is.
Yeah, and what's particularly interesting is that it doesn't have any of the qualities of COVID.
No.
Omicron is just a cold. So, I don't know, unless there's something else that's happening there that they're not telling us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They wouldn't be experimenting again, would they?
Well,
yeah.
We don't really know that, do we?
No, and we never will because you can't trust them.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. But I know a bunch of people are locked down. Let's see here. The industrial hub city of Changchun locked down on Friday, trapped 9 million citizens inside their homes and halting all corporate activity. Wow.
And interestingly enough, I don't know that anybody has asked a question about travel restrictions.
I haven't heard a word.
I haven't either.
Well, you know, not to be outdone, but when we come back, of course, I'm getting ready to hit the break here, which is about a minute away. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden because, once again, he and Kamala and the Democrats are just rolling away with their big old massive lie all about the COVID vaccines again and again, about how they did all of this and there was nothing prepared for them and they had to start from scratch and all that stuff. What a bunch of nonsense.
It's pretty remarkable, the kind of, I mean, they're just lies.
Yep.
But I think, you know, if you really listen to one session of the White House correspondence in a briefing with Jen Psaki, you can tell that media, just by virtue of some of the questions they're asking, they're not trusting this White House either. They're very skeptical. Because she gets snooty all the time with Peter Ducey, but she's getting snooty with some of the others, too. So they know that they're being challenged.
Yeah, because they aren't buying what she's selling anymore. It's not an automatic hold your hand up, and I totally agree with you. All right, well, speaking of agreeing, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Going to take a break, top of the hour news, and got a little special outro for Denise, and let's see what Jeff has to say. Here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.